Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Ayin, and we are 12 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Samech Tes Amud Beis. So in the Mishnah on daf Kuf Samech Ches, the Gemara brought a machloikis, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel and the Chacham. Rab Shimon Gamliel says, Hanoisin matan lechaveroi, vehichsoloya sashtar, chazur matanasa. If somebody gives his friend a matana, he's maknet him with a shtar, and now the person wants to give the gift back. All he needs to do is return the shtar. If he returns the shtar, that in itself will cause the gift to be returned. Now it's a chiddush, because if Reuven gave the gift to Shimon, the shtar presumably says that Reuven's gifting his field to Shimon. Now when Shimon returns the gift to Reuven, the shtar still says that Reuven is gifting his field to Shimon, stating that if he returns the shtar that he got, the halach is chazur matanasa. The chachamim argue, and the chachamim say matanasoi kayem. Says the Gemara, my time with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. What's pshat of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? Amar Ravasi. Ravasi said nase ka'omer loy sada zu nesuna lecha kolz man shahashtar biyotcha. Because when a person gives somebody else a matana and he's makne to him b'shtar, the assumption is that he gave it to him on the condition. The condition was that as long as you have the shtar, the matana is going to be yours. But the moment you don't have the shtar anymore, such as if you return the shtar to me, at that point, the shtar or the gift is no longer going to be yours. So says Reb Shimon Gamliel, if Reuven gives his field as a gift to Shimon, and he gives him a shtar matana, now Shimon gives the shtar back to Reuven, it comes out that the conditions of the matana are no longer being satisfied. Because the conditions were that as long as Shimon has the shtar, that's how long the matana is going to be kind. But the moment Shimon doesn't have the shtar anymore, such as in this case when he gave the shtar back to Reuven, it's for that reason, the matana is no longer going to be in effect. The mask of Rabba said, "Ihochi oy bazoi nignav oy avanami." Then the halacha should be the same, that if Reuven gives a field to Shimon, and he's machnet him the shtar, and now Shimon loses the shtar, or the shtar is stolen, the halacha should be identical, the halacha should be the matana is not chal. Because the punchline over here is not that Shimon is giving the shtar back to Reuven. The punchline is that Shimon no longer has the shtar. And when a person gives somebody a gift, bishtar, it's nasika oimalei sada zunulucha kolz man shashtar biyot. So if he gives the shtar back to Reuven, it's not kolz man shashtar biyot. If it's nignav or nevad, it's also not kolz man shashtar biyot. And we know that Reb Shimon Gamliel never said such a halacha. No one said such a halacha. That if you give somebody a gift and you are makna the gift to him, bishtar, if the recipient of the gift loses the shtar, the halach is the matan is not going to be his. So that can't be pshat in Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. Elo amar Rabba, pshat in Reb Shimon Gamliel. And for that matter, the biur in the machloikis between Reb Shimon ben Gamliel and the chachamim in the Mishnah is ba'oisiyos niknois b'mesira kamifli. Reb Shimon Gamliel saw ba'oisiyos niknois b'mesira v'rabbonan savri ein oisiyos niknois b'mesira. So what exactly is oisiyos niknois b'mesira? And the truth, as a little bit of an introduction to the rest of the daf, the Gemara is going to bring a brisa now, a very ambiguous brisa. Sometimes you find the Gemara brings brises, and the Gemara is all over the place in terms of trying to understand pashut pshat in the brises. Some of them were written clearly, but some of the brises were written very unclearly. So we're about to learn a brisa that was written very unclearly, and the Gemara is going to attempt many different pshatim to understand the Ivritaish, Pashut Pshat in the Braisa, and each one of these Pshatim is going to touch upon another sugya that's literally Oymed Beruma Shalaylam. So we're going to be introduced now to a smorgasbord of sugyas, some of which we've horrified on together over the last couple of years, going through Bava Kama, Bava Metziah, Bava Basra. Some of them even touch on Gittin and Kedushin. So I think just as a little bit of an introduction to Pshat in what we just said, the real beer in the Machloikis, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel on the Chama and the Mishnah, and as an introduction to this Braisa that we're about to learn, let's just refamiliarize ourselves with a few definitions, a few terms that are going to be discussed in today's daf, and if we do that, we'll be able to do what we do and go through the daf the way we like to. Number one, the Machloikis that the Gemara just mentioned, Oisiyos niknois b'mesira, or Ein Oisiyos niknois b'mesira. We know that Metaltalin is niknois b'meshicha. It's Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether Dvar Torah Mois Koinois or Dvar Torah Ein Mois Koinois. Meaning, Midah Uraisa, biblically speaking, how is a person Koina Metaltalin? Is it Al Yidei Kesef, or is it not Ayyidei Kesef? But that's all on the Dairaisa level. Midrabanan, everybody agrees. There's no machlekes. Midrabanan, if you want to be Koine Metalpoin, you're Koine Metalpoin Ayyidei Meshlicha. Stating that, there was a huge machlekes Tanoim. Machlekes is mentioned primarily in Perek HaMoiches, Asfina Mesachis, Bava Basra. If somebody has a Shtar Choiv, so Ruvain loaned Shimon $10,000, and he now has a Shtar Choiv that says that Shimon owes him $10,000. Ruvain wants to sell the Shtar Choiv, 90 cents on the dollar, 80 cents on the dollar, whatever the agreed upon price is. But he wants to sell it now to Levi. The halacha is Levi could buy it. When Ruvain agrees with Levi on a price, how exactly does the Shtar Choiv transfer from Ruvain's Rishos to Levi's Rishos? So at first glance, you would tell me the Shtar Choiv is Metalflin. If it's Metalflin, let Levi do Meshicha, be kind it in the way you're always kind of Metalflin. Stating that, not everybody agrees with that. And the reason is because the argument could be made that if Levi is going to do Meshicha on the piece of paper, it's true he'll be kind of the piece of paper. Because this piece of paper is no different than any other piece of paper, or than any other metaltlin for that matter, where metaltlin is niktis b'meshicha. But Levi doesn't want the piece of paper. Levi wants what's written in the piece of paper. He wants the shtar. He wants mashakosuv b'teich hashtar. And in order to get that, it could be metaltlin wouldn't be enough. And that's the machloikis. Oisiois niknis b'mesira, or einoisiois niknis b'mesira. That's the first thing we need to know. The second thing, we know that although metaltlin is niknis b'meshicha, Karka, nechosim sheyesh l'machrayis, are niknim, bekesef, b'shtar, v'chazoka. So metaltolin is not niknis bekesef, maybe midai raisa. But karka is, the two other ways it can be koina karka is either b'shtar, so if the makna writes to the koina, a shtar, a piece of paper, that clarifies, it states, sort of like a get isha, what exactly is going down. The halacha is the kinyan can take place ayyidei shtar, and finally chazaka. Now when we say chazaka, we're referring to kinyan chazaka, not to be confused with cheskes raya of perek cheskes habatim fame, which is also going to be discussed in today's Gemara. So what's kinyan chazaka? The koine does something. Noal, godar, uparatz, it becomes his. So either he pays for it, or he receives a shtar, or he does a maisa chazaka, such as noal, godar, uparatz. That's the way you coin a karka. What's cheskes raya? Cheskes habatim. That's a whole different story. That's a situation where Reuven goes over to Shimon and he tells Shimon, that house that you've been living in, that's my house. Shimon says, what are you talking about? I bought it. Reuven says, really? If you bought it, you probably have a document, raya, that it's yours. Ach vishtarcha. So the halacha is that if Shimon can't prove with a shtar that it's his, so obviously Shimon's not going to have any raya that it's his. But that's only true if Shimon hasn't been living there for 3 years. If Shimon was living there for 3 years, and during the entire 3 year period, Reuven never protested, he was never Meicha, so now Shimon has what's called a chazaka, a cheskas raya. It works in lieu of the shtar that he could have had, and Shimon no longer has to bring out a shtar to prove that it's his, because he has a chazaka, he has a cheskas raya, that it's his. The next idea that we need to refamiliarize ourselves with is Machloikis Rabbi Lazar and Rameir, which permeates the entirety of Masechtas Gittin, and that is Ede Chasima Karsi or Ede Mesira Karsi. We know that in order for a woman to be divorced, it's not enough that there's a get, there also has to be Edim. How many Edim? Two. It says Kimotza Ba'ervas Dover, and it says Al Pishnayim Edim Yakum Dover, Dover, Dover Mimamoin. We know that Ein Dover Sheba Erva Pachas Mishnayim. Gerushin is a classic example of a Dover Sheba Erva. You need two Edim in order to effectuate a divorce. The question is, where exactly do these Edim come in? Rameir said, the Edim that make the get happen, that are allowed, the Dovash of the Erva to be Chal, are the Edim that are signed on the bottom of a get. If you see a get Isha, on the bottom there's two signatures. Those two Edim are the Edim that create the Krisos. They're the ones that create the divorce. Edei Chasim Mokarsi. Rabbi Lozer argues. Rabbi Lozer says those Edim are not the real Edim. You want to know which Edim create the divorce? Who are the Edim that make this Dovash of the Erva go down? It's the Edim Mesira. It's the Edim that witness the venas ambiyad, the man or his shliach taking the get and handing it over to the woman. Is it Ede Chasima Karsi or is it Ede Mesir Karsi? In fact, the Gemara goes so far as to say, it's a Mishnah, it's a Sugya Mesech, it's getting daf lamed vav, that the only reason, according to Rabbi Lazar, that holds Ede Mesir Karsi, Ede need a sign on a get, it's only Mitnei Tikkun HaOlam, because we were worried that what happens if the Ede Mesir are going to die, this woman is going to pull out a get, she has no Edom on the bottom, go find the Edom now, how is she ever going to be able to remarry? So Mitnei Tikkun HaOlam, the Chachamim said that Edom should sign on the bottom of a get. But according to Rabbi Lazar, who holds Eidim Asir Karti, Midday Raisa, you would never need Eidim to sign on the bottom of a get. Because it's not the Eidim Chasimo that create the krisos, it's the Eidim Mesira that create the krisos. It's Mavur in this Gemara that we're going to learn today, and really in the sugyas, in the back end, the very end of Masechtas Gittin, that this machloikis is not exclusive to Masechtas Gittin. It's not exclusive to a get isha. It's true for all shtari kinyan. Karkas niknas bekesef shtar v'chazaka. That shtar requires Eidim. Which Eidim are the ones that effectuate the alpishnayim Eidim yakum davar, the transfer of bailus of karka from Reuven to Shimon? According to Rameir, it's Eidim chsima karti. According to Rabbi Lazar, it's Eidim mesira karti. An important caveat that's going to come up in today's daf is what Rabbi Abba said, Moide Rabbi Lazar b'mezuif mitoicha, that even though Rabbi Lazar holds Eidim mesira karti, which means that really you would not need Eidim on a get isha, but if you're going to have Eidim, Eidim have to be kosher. So if you're going to sign Eidim psulim, or the Eidim are going to be liars, Moide Rabbi Lazar b'mezuyef mitoicha, that if there's something forged, there's something wrong with the get itself, so that even though you didn't need the Eidim, but you're a moisef gerea, you put Eidim on this get isha, now you better make sure that these Eidim are kosher Eidim. Because if not, Moide Rabbi Lazar b'mezuyef mitoicha. And the final sugya that we need to refamiliarize ourselves with is that machlokes and shas, Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel, moide b'shtar shekosfu, tzarich l'kaymai, or ain't tzarich l'kaymai. So what's a moide b'shtar shekosfu? We know that if a person has a shtar choyv, for example, Reuven loaned Shimon $10,000, pulls out the shtar choyv, he has two edim signed on the bottom of it, so before learning Nashim Nezikim, you would think, yeah, that's all you need. I have Eidim. What's the problem? But we know there's halach of Kiyum Shtaris. Kiyum Shtaris means that unless we verify the signatures of these Eidim, and we know for sure that these Eidim were Eidim Ksherim, the halach is Reuven would not be able to be Moitzi Mamu with the Shtar. In fact, on the bottom of the Shtar, there was always a henpik, an asharta, all synonyms are the same thing. Bezin would sign and they would say, B'moist of Klasa Havino, we were a Bezin, we convened together, and we verified that these signatures are good. And only at that point is the halach that Reuven would be able to be Moitzi Mamu. Here's the Shaila. Reuven takes out a Shtar Chayv, and he goes over to Shimon, he has Eidim on the bottom, and he says, you owe me $10,000. Shimon says, Nachon, it's true, I owe you $10,000. But I paid it. I paid. The shaila is this. The shaila is not whether we believe Shimon or not. That's not the sugi. Let's assume we for sure don't believe Shimon. But at this point, does Reuven still need to do Kiyum Shtaris? Or does Reuven not need to do Kiyum Shtaris? What's the tzad Reuven should not need to do Kiyum Shtaris? Because the whole purpose of Kiyum Shtaris is to verify. It's all to verify that the shtar is good. But the loiva just admit that the shtar is good. The loiva just told the malva, I know it's a good shtar. He was a moida, bishtar, shekosvo. He's just saying paraiti. So whether we believe in paraiti or not is independent right now of the shayla. Do we say that once the loiva's moida and he says the shtar is a good shtar, at the very least the malva should not have to be mekayim the shtar or not? Again, that's an important machloikis. We went through these ideas now, more b'teres hakdama, and we're going to get into it right now. But how do we get into it? Because again, we have machloikis in our Mishnah, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel in the Chachamim. If somebody gives somebody matana, and now the person wants to give the matana back, he wants to give it right back. I don't want it. I'm not interested. I want to give it back to you. According to Reb Shimon Gamliel, just return the shtar. You give the shtar back, that alone is enough. The Chachamim say, no, matanase kayamas. You can't just give the shtar back. That's not going to work. The shayla is, what's the beer in the machloikis? So the Gemara took a stab at it. The Gemara said, can't be. Elo, my rabbi, you know what the machloikis is? The first thing that we just mentioned in our intro. But oisiyoik niknes b'mesira kamifli. Reb Shimon Gamliel sabra, Reb Shimon Gamliel holds, oisiyoik niknes b'mesira. If somebody has a shtar choyv that says that somebody owes him money, he wants to give it to somebody else, so Reuven loaned money to Shimon, and he wants to be makna the loan, the choyv in the secondary market to Levi. All he needs to do is give him the shtar. As I helped Reb Shimon Gamliel. The Rabbanon hold ain't oisiyos niknes b'mesira. Because although ordinary metaltalin is niknes b'mesira, it's niknes b'meshicha, but this is no ordinary metaltalin. Hey, you don't want the piece of paper. You want mashekosuv b'teich hashtar. And for that, mesira won't be enough. So Reb Shimon Gamliel that holds oisiyos niknes b'mesira, just like Reuven can be makne his shtar choyv to Levi al yedei mesira. So too, if Shimon would take the choyv and or the matana and give it back to Reuven, that would accomplish the same exact thing. The Chachamim say, Matanasi Kayemes, you can't just give the shtar back to the other person. What's the reason? Because they hold Ein Oisiyos Niknes B'Mesira. You want a shtar choyv? You want a shtar? That's fine. Write a new shtar. You have to write a new shtar. But for me, for Reuven to take the shtar choyv that he has between Shimon and give it to Levi, that doesn't work. The shtar chayz between Reuben and Shimon. It's not between Levi and Shimon. It's the same thing over here. The matana is between Reuben and Shimon. Reuben gave the gift to Shimon. How could Shimon take a shtar that says Reuben gave a gift to Shimon, give it to Reuben, and assume that the matana is going to go in the reverse? Says the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan Boli, the mishtar v'chazaka. Two people were fighting over a piece of property, and the one person says, "I have a shtar and I have a chazaka." Two rayas that this is mine. Nidan b'shtar. Divei Rebbe. Rebbe says you work with the shtar. B'shimim gam li'olay mer b'chazaka. This is the ambiguous price that we were referring to before. Says the Gemara, b'maikom ifli, and the Gemara is going to take five shots at trying to understand what's the beer in the machloikis. Number one, what's a posh pshat? It's difficult to even read, but certainly requires beer. Says the Gemara, ki aser avdimi yomer, avdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. He said, I learned in Eretz Yisrael a pshat in the Braisa. I know what they were arguing about. I even know the svaras of machloikis. How so? But oisia is niknes b'mesira kamilfiki. They were arguing this machloikis. Oisia is niknes b'mesira, or ein oisia is niknes b'mesira. Now says the Rashbam, in order to understand posh pshat, we'd have to make a super akimt over here. The akimt over here was that the person that's tying, he has a shtar, didn't have a shtar directly from the moicher. He didn't have a shtar directly from the person that's contesting. Who he had the shtar was from somebody else. He had it from a third person. So the shaila is this shtar that you have from a third person. It's not between me and you. It was between you and somebody else. And that somebody else gave it to me. Is that shtar a good shtar? Or is that shtar not a good shtar? That's the shaila oisya is niknes b'mesira. Or ein oisya is niknes b'mesira. Just like the Tanam argued, if Reuven loaned money to Shimon, can Reuven take the shtar chayv, give it to Levi, and now Shimon will owe money to Levi? Or no, the shtar is between Reuven and Shimon, it's not between Shimon and Levi. Same thing over here. I have a shtar that says that I bought the field, I was koined al yedei shtar, but it's not between me and the person contesting with me, it's between me and a third person. So oisya is niknes b'mesira, not Rav Shimon Gamliel Sava, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, ain oisya is niknes b'mesira. And therefore what? Therefore Rav Shimon Gamliel said in this brice, that aboli the mishtar v'chazoko, this type of shtar, where you have it from a third person is not a good shtar. So you want it? Nidim chazaka. You better have a good chazaka. Because if the only kinyan you have is a kinyan shtar, you're out of luck. The Rebbe saw that Rebbe holds all you see is niggas in the Sira. And therefore, nidim b'shtar. Meaning, you can have it al yidei chazaka, or you can win al yidei shtar. So essentially, the machloikis in this ambiguous braiso was whether oisiyas niknas b'mesira, ein oisiyas niknas b'mesira. In order for that to be pshat in the braiso, you have to add something that's not mentioned beforeish in the braiso. And that is, we're talking about where the recipient, this person that claims to have a shtar, got it through a third person. He got it through an oisiyas niknas b'mesira. Rebbe said, nidim b'shtar, the shtar is a good shtar, because he holds oisiyas niknas b'mesira. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, nidim b'chazaka. If you have a chazaka, you can get it. But without a chazaka, you're not getting it. Because Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that ein oisya is niknes b'mesira. Amalei Abaya, but Abaya told Rav Dimi, im kein pluk lidamar. If you just explain this braisa, that the machloikis is oisya is niknes b'mesira or not, what was Rav Shimon Gamliel's position? Ein oisya is niknes b'mesira. Rav Shimon Gamliel was the one that said, nidim b'chazaka, not b'shtar. Shtar always works, not in this case. Because this you got from a third person, and ein oisya is niknes b'mesira. The problem is, how did Rabbah explain the Mishnah? Rav Shimon Gamliel was the one that said that if I give you a gift and you want to give it back to me, just hand the shtar back. And what's the beer? Because Rav Shimon Gamliel holds oisya is niknes b'mesira. So Abaya told Rav Dimi, the way you're explaining this braisa, we're going to have a plukta. We're going to have a stira in Rav Shimon Gamliel. Amalai. So he told him a tifle. What do you want from me? Because my pshat in this braisa doesn't work with the rabbi's pshat in the Mishnah. I mean, if you had a furish of Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Rav Shimon Gamliel holds oisiyas niknes b'mesira, so good, you just knocked out Rav Dimi's pshat. But there is no such furish of Rav Shimon Gamliel. What there is a Mishnah that Rabbi explained that pshat in the Mishnah and pshat in Rav Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnah that he holds oisiyas niknes b'mesira, which doesn't work with Rav Dimi's pshat in the Braisa. What do you want from me? I'm allowed to argue with Rabba. So the Gemara says, Amaleis, Abaya said, Hochi kamina l'cholam. But I meant to say it was as follows. Mes nisalei mitarza elik mitarza mar. Trust me and Rabba, we went through that Mishnah very well together. There's no other pshat in the world. The only pshat of Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnah that holds that if you want to give a gift back to somebody else, just give him back the shtar, is because he holds oisiyas niknes b'mesira. If he didn't hold oisiyas niknes b'mesira, there'd be no pshat in the world to explain Shimon Gamliel. The MK. Meaning it's not Rabba's patent, his chiddush, that's Pshat Rav Shimon Gamliel. It is the only Pshat in Rav Shimon Gamliel. And even though you may not see that right now, sit down, learn the Mishnah, the way we did, and you're going to see that that must be Pshat Rav Shimon Gamliel. If that's the case, Rav Dimi, you can't have a Braisa where Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that Ein Oisiyos Nikdas B'Mesira, because if that's the case, there's going to be a Stira in Rav Shimon Gamliel, and that can't be Pshat. So what we're left with then is a Braisa. We need a Pshat. Rav Dimi took a Pshat. Rav Dimi said it. Machloike says Oisiyos Nikdas B'Mesira or not. But Abaya knocked it out. So Elam Rabaya, Abaya said, you know what Pshat in this Braisa is a Chomai. It's talking about where there was a Shtar. Person who claims the property is his, whips out a shtar. He also has Edei Chazaka. He made a Cheskas Kenyan, and he also has a shtar. What happened was they found out afterwards that one of the Edim in the shtar were Pasul. So the Shaila is it a good shtar or is it not a good shtar? So at first glance, you're going to tell me, of course it's not a good shtar. If one of the Edim are Karva Pasul, Lechura, assuming there's only two Edim for sure, so you don't have a Kashua shtar. What's the tzaddik to be a good shtar? Rabbi Lazar, because according to Rabbi Lazar, Edim is Sira Karti. So which Edim effectuate the Kinyan Chazaka? It's not the Edim that are signed in the Shtar. It's the Edim that witness the handing over of the Shtar, the Mesiris Hashtar. Says the Gemara, maybe that is the Machloikas Abaya said. Ube Pukti Rabbi Lazar Kamilfiki Rebbe, Saval the Rebbe, who said Nidim Bishtar, if you want to use the Shtar, it's a good Shtar. He holds like Rabbi Lazar, the Amar Edim is Sira Karti. So that even though the Edim signed on the Shtar Apostle, but as long as they have the Edim is Sira, you're going to be fine. Shum Gamliel, Saval like Rebbe Meir. Shum Gamliel holds like Rebbe Meir, the Amar Ede Chasimo Karti. And therefore, it's not going to be good. So again, Rebbe says you can use the shtar. Rav Shimon Gamliel says no, you have to use chazaka. Shtar is not going to work. What's the shaila? We were talking about a shtar that had edim psulim. There were edim mesira, but there were no edim chasima. Why are there no edim chasima? Because they're psulim, and that's the machloikis. Rebbe holds edim mesira karti, so it doesn't bother me that the edim are psulim. Why? Because as long as I have edim mesira, it's fine. Whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that Nidan Becha Zoka, the shtar is not going to work because he holds Edei Chasim Mekarti. What's the problem? We just spoke of that in the intro, that even Rabbi Lazar, who holds Edei Mesira Karti, but even he agrees that unless the Edim signed on the shtar or kosher, it's going to be. I mean, you don't need Edim. You don't want to have Edim, don't have Edim. But if you're going to have Edim, you better make sure the Edim are going to be kosher. Elo Amar Rabbi Avino, Hako Moedim Shem Kosovoy, Hiskatnu Leidusen Shalpoini, Venimtas Edusen Mizuyat. I'm very bothered why the Gemara needs the Sarichos, but in short, in English, what Rabbi Vina just said, that everybody agrees that if the shtar was mezuyef, if somebody pulls out a shtar that's not good, you could have Edim Mesira, it's not going to work. Because Moide Rabbi Lazar ben mezuyef mitoich eshu pas. However, Abaya, I'm going to use your pshat in the Braisa. I'm just going to tweak it a little bit differently. It's talking about where the person is saying, I have a shtar. I was koinet bekinyan shtar. He pulls the shtar out. We found out there were no edim. The Rebbe, Savalak Rebbe Lozal Amei Edim Asirah Kart. The Rebbe says it doesn't matter. Need them the shtar. Because even though there's no edim signed on the shtar, edim Asirah Kart, Shem Gamliel, Savalak Rebbe Meir. Shem Gamliel holds like Rebbe Meir, Dome Edi Chasim Akarti. And being that he holds Edi Chasim Akarti, there's no reason that it's going to be, it's a problem. You can't use the shtar. The only way for it to work is need them the chazak. Of Iba Yisema says the Gemara of fourth pshat. The Moide Bishtar Shakas Vutzarach Lekaimai Komifically. Could be the Machlikus over here was Moide Bishtar Shakas Vutzarach Lekaimai or meaning, every time a person uses a shtar, he would need for the shtar to have kiyam chesomis. Without kiyam chesomis, the shtar is never going to be a good shtar. In this case, the person that has a shtar wasn't mekayim the chesomis. The alleged moicher, the person that he's saying he bought the field from, is moide b'shtar shakasvu. He tells him, you know something, this shtar, it's a real shtar, it's legit, it's not mezuyef. We wrote this shtar, we paid a soifer, we paid a lot of money for this shtar. But at the last minute, I never sold it to you. So being that I never sold it to you, it's not legitimate. It's not going to be yours. Here's the shaila. The shaila is right now that the moicher was just moide that the shtar is not mezuyef. Where was he moide that wasn't mezuyef? Because he said we sat down to sell something, or we wrote a real shtar. He just comes with a taina now. What's his taina? I never sold it. Does that mean that the buyer, in this case, still needs to prove that the shtar is a kosher shtar or kiyam chesamis? Or maybe he doesn't have to do a kiyam chesamis now. Because once the moicher was moide him that the shtar is a good shtar, he doesn't have to do kiyam chesamis. Says the Gemara, that could be as the machlekes. The Rebbe Sava, Rebbe holds geschmack, moide b'shtar shekosvu, ein tzarech l'kayim moi. That once the moicher was moide that the shtar is a good shtar, at this point, the lekeach doesn't have to be mekayim. And even though the moicher said in the same breath, he said it's true, it's a good shtar, but I never sold it to you. It doesn't matter. Once he's moided that the shtar is not mezuyev, at this point, lekeach doesn't have to be mekayim the chasima. If he doesn't have to be mekayim the chasima, need the shtar. I could use the shtar. Rav Shimon Gamliel saw a tzarich lekaymoi. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds made the shtar shakatz v'tzarich lekaymoi. That's why need the mechazok. You want to use the shtar? Be mekayim the chasimus. No one's saying you can't use the shtar. But right now, ba'asher hu sham, until the lekeach is Mekayim, the Chesom is on the Shtar, the only way for him to win is if he is Nidoyim Bechazoko, because by using the Shtar itself, that in itself won't work. There's a very important Rashbam here, we're going to do what we do, but there's a very important Rashbam here, where the Rashbam asks, that how could there be a mandama that holds Moed B'Shtar Shekosfu, Tzorech L'Kaimoy, L'Chura, why shouldn't the Moed B'Shtar be believed with a Pesha Asar Pesha Hitar? Sounds intense. It is. With Ayin Berashbam, just wanted to point out the Mara Makum over here. But either way, so the fourth pshat in the Gemara, the Ve'iba Yaseva was that the Machloikis Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel was where the Moed B'Shtar Shekosvu Tzarech L'Kaimah or Ein Tzarech L'Kaimah. Rebbe holds Moed B'Shtar Shekosvu Ein Tzarech L'Kaimah, and Rashbag holds Moed B'Shtar Shekosvu Tzarech L'Kaimah. Frank the Gemara, it all works really well. But I found in another place where Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel argued, and they took the reverse positions. Incidentally, you find many places in Shas where Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel argued. The reason that's notable is because Rebbe and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel were father and son. As a matter of fact, the Vilna Gaon in Zbir HaGra, in the beginning of Hilchas Kibud Avayim, and Simon Reishman, where the Mechaber says that a father and a son are allowed to argue in learning, you would think maybe it's disrespectful, but a father and a son are allowed to have milchamta shel Torah as long as they do it respectfully. But it's okay. Zokter Gaon, the Chaimotzinu Bishas, Kemoy Eitzel Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel. They were father and son, and you see they used to argue all the time. But Feit Gemara, Va'ivcha Shamin Aluhu. Another Machloikis Rebbe, Reb Shimon Gamliel, that seems to be where the Moed B'Shtar Shekos V'Sarach L'Kami Ein, Sarach L'Kami, they took the opposite position. Time went to the Reiser, Shtayim Adugim B'Shtar. Two people walk into Beis Din, and we're coming full circle here, and they're holding on to a Shtar. Malva, it feels like yesterday, Shalihu. The Malva says that this is my shtar. This was my shtar. I lend this guy $10,000. I lost the shtar. I found it. I picked it up. V'loiva, Malva says, Shalchahu. Yeah, it was yours. But I paid it back. And that's why I'm the one that's holding the shtar right now. What's the halacha? Yiskayim ha-shtar b'chesom ha-divi Rebbe. Rebbe says, you have to be mekayim the chasimois. It's mashma. Once you mekayim the chasimois, you can get everything. The Malva, these mekayim the chasimois will get everything. But that's what it is. Yiskayim ha-shtar b'chesom. Shem Gamliel holds Yachloik. And the Gemara asked the Kash, Leslie, the Rebbe held it tonight. Did Rebbe not learn the first Mishnah, Masechtas Bava Mitzia? Shnayim Moichsam Metalis. Zeh Oimer Ani Mitzosiyah, Zeh Oimer Ani Mitzosiyah. What's the halacha? Zeh Yishav Hashem Lebei Pachas Bichetzi, Zeh Yishav Hashem Lebei Pachas Bichetzi, V'Yachloiku. Shnayim Moichsam Metalis. Everyone knows the halacha is Yachloiku. So why would Rebbe over here say Yiskayim Ashtar Bechoysomov, that if the Malva's Mekayim the Chasimois, the Malva could collect the whole $10,000? It's Shnayim Moichsam Metalis. The Malva is holding it, the Leiva is holding it. It's no different than if two people are holding on to a talis with Allah is Yachloiku B'Shvua. So why over here does the Malva seem to be the Yodoy, no pun intended, Al Yoyna? Why is it the Yodoy Al Yoyna over here? L'chura, Yiskayim Ashtar B'Chay Somav and collect everything? The best it should be is Yachloiku. Says the Gemara, you're right. Omer Rav Nach. B'Mekuyim, if the Shtar was Mekuyim, the Kulam Elupik of Yachloiku. Of course, everyone agrees. Rebbe agrees. The Malva is never getting more than half. Because at that very best, you're a Shnayim Baruch Simitalis. And Shnayim Baruch Simitalis entitles you to Yachloiku, entitles you to have. Keep leading you. What was the Machloikis? B'she'enei Mekuyim. Machloikis was where this get was not yet Mekuyim. Rebbe Sova, Rebbe holds, Moed B'Shtar Shekosvu, Tzorech L'Kaimoy, that despite the fact that the Loiv is admitting that this is a good shtar, still, if the Malva wants to collect with the shtar, he would have to be Mekayim Dechoy, Somois. So V'i Mekayim Le, says Rebbe, if you're going to be Mekayim, Govi Palgo, you'll be able to get your half. V'i Loyin, if not, Chas Babalmo, it's not worse than any other shtar that doesn't have Kiyim Choy Somois. V'Rab Shimon Gamliel Sova, Rab Shimon Gamliel holds, Moed that once the Loiv admits that the shtar was once a good shtar, now he's tining that I paid it up. At the very least, at this point, the Malva doesn't have to be Mekayim the Chasimus anymore. If the Malva doesn't have to be Mekayim the Chasimus anymore, the Loch is going to be now Viyach Loiku. Meaning, when Rebbe said Yiskayim Hashtar B'Chasimus, you didn't mean that if the Malva's Mekayim the Chasimus, he'll be able to collect everything. Avada, the most you could ever get is half. Why? Because it's Shnayim Moichsam Betalis. It's Shnayim Moichsam Betalis is Yachloiku. It doesn't matter if it's Shnayim Badukim B'Shtar or if it's Shnayim Oichsam Betalis. the halach is going to be the same. The most you can get is half. But in order for the malva to even get half, he needs kiyum chesamis. That's the question. Over here, do you need kiyum chesamis or not? What's the tzad you should? You always need kiyum chesamis. What's the tzad you shouldn't? Because here the loiva was moida that the shtar was a good shtar. And maybe moida b'shtar shekasfu, the halach is, ain't tzarech l'kaymai. What was the machloikis? The machloikis was Rebbe held that you do have to be mekayim the chesamis. Because he holds moida b'shtar shekasfu, tzarech l'kaymai. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, moida b'shtar shekasfu, ain't tzarech l'kaymai. So the malva is going to get half even without being mekayim the chesamis. What's the problem? It's the antithesis of the Ve'ibay Yisema. We just said that what was the beer in the Machloikis Rebbe and Reshbag? In the Beraisa, Habol Lidah B'Shtar V'Chazaka and Lidah B'Shtar Devei Rebbe. Reb Shem Gamliel Lamed B'Chazaka. We're talking about where it was a Moida B'Shtar Shekosfo. So the question is, Nidan B'Shtar, or maybe after Mekayim D'Choy Samas. And over there, Rebbe is the one that holds Moida B'Shtar Shekosfo ain't Tzarech L'Kaimoy. So you could use the Shtar. You don't need Kim Chay Samas anymore. Reb Shem Gamliel holds Moida B'Shtar Shekosfo Tzarech L'Kaimoy. And over here, it's in the reverse. Says the Gemara, Epoch, you're going to have to flip it. Which one do you flip? So the Rishonim say you can flip either one. With the Chum weren't sure. But one of the two Machlekes were wrong. Meaning it's the same names, but we got it obviously in the reverse order. This must be two Machlekes between Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, where the Moedim B'Shtar Shekosfu Tzarech L'Kaimai and Tzarech L'Kaimai, and it must be that the Tanoim respectively are taking the same position in each one of the Machlekes. So that was the fourth beer in the Machlekes. What's number five? Iba Yaseima, La'ilam, Lai Tepach. We don't like the fourth one, because the fourth one causes us to make tepachs, and that's never a good thing. Ela hacha b'levar kamiflegi. The machlokes is something else. And in fact, according to this last pshat, we need to change the posh pshat in the brayso a little bit. Till now, we understood the brayso. Reuven's going over to Shimon, he's saying, you're living in my field. Shimon says, I bought the field from you. He says, really? Did you make a kenyan? He says, yeah. Shtar, chazaka, and that's the shayla. You need a b'shtar, you need a chazaka. But the word chazaka translated as kenyan chazaka. He has edim that prove that he made a kenyan in the shtar. What was wrong with the shtar? So the shtar was questionable. Maybe it was Osius, Nictus B'Mesira. Maybe there were Edom Psulim. Maybe there were no Edom at all. Machlekes Rebbe Elazar Rav Meir. Or maybe there was no Kiyum Chesavnis. And it's totally a Moedim B'Shtar Shekosfu. Tzarech L'Kaimai, Yain Tzarech L'Kaimai. But in the fifth shot in the Gemara, the Gemara says the Chazaka there was something else. The Chazaka over there was a Cheskas Gimel Shana. Someone goes over to somebody and says, you're living in my field. And Shimon, who's living in the field, says, I have a Cheskas Gimel Shana. And by the way, I even have my shtar. Right? What's the whole point of Cheskas Gimel on him, because after 3 years, a person's not careful with a shtar anymore. Says, I have a chazaka and I have my shtar. Here's the shayla. Did Shimon just put his foot in his mouth or not? Had Shimon not said a word about the shtar, he wouldn't have had to have a shtar. That's the whole spirit of cheskas gimel shtarim. You don't need a shtar. But now that he said he has a shtar, maybe he better have that shtar. And it better be a good shtar. Because if he doesn't have the shtar, now he has. I thought cheskas gimel shtarim is in lieu of a shtar. It's true. That's if you don't say you have a shtar. But once you come and you argue something in Beis Din, even if you didn't have to argue it in Beis Din, you put your foot in your mouth, and now you better live up to it. And if not, you're going to lose out. Says the Gemara, when a person tainas in Beis Din, does he have to back up every taina that he made in Beis Din? Or does he not have to back up every taina he made in Beis Din? The other Rabbi Yitzchok bar Yosef, and the Gemara says, he was collecting money from Rab Abba. Meaning Rab Abba owed him money. So you see, Rab Abba comes up in business context. You have the Naskid Rab Abba and Perek Cheskes Amatim. So you have another story here with Rab Abba. So the Gemara says, also the coming to Rabbi Yitzchak and Afka. There was a dispute. There was a fight. Rabbi Yitzchak and Yosef said, Rab Abba owes me money. And Rab Abba said, it's not true. I don't owe money. Amar. So Rab Abba said, Pray Ticha Bifnei Pliny Uplaini. I paid up. Amalei Rabbi Yitzchak, Yavayu Pliny Uplaini V'yoidu. Let those two Edim, Rab Abba, come. We're going to summons them to court, and they're going to have to testify on your behalf that, in fact, you paid Amalei's Rab Abba. This is Rab Abba. He's an Amora. He's a Lamdan. See, he said, Eloi also lay memnina? 1 second. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, I really have to bring the Edom? I don't have to bring the Edom. For Kaimalon, the Allah is Amal, is Chaver Rebbe Edom, and it's Arch Lepoy Rebbe Edom. So why should I need the Edom to come? I don't need the Edom. Amalei's Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, I'm not. Bahish Maita Damar Sfirle. Dom Rab Abba, I hold like something else that you yourself once said. Kishmaita Damar. You yourself, Rab Abba, once said, in the name of Rab Abba Barahava, in the name of Rab, that I'm a Chaver Practical Bethnei Plaini Uplaini. If somebody says, I paid you, in front of Pliny Uplaini, that loch is sorich sheyavoinu Pliny Uplaini ve'yoidu. Pliny Uplaini have to show up in court and they have to be made. And even though Hamalvis Chaver be'edim Ain't tzarich l'poyer be'edim. We're talking about a milvah pel here. Even though a malvah is chaver be'edim, ain't tzarich l'poyer be'edim. Still, once you say that you have edim, now the edim are going to have to come. Either way, so you see from here this idea that once a person says in Bezdin that he needs, that he has a certain proof, even though he didn't need the proof, it was the Rav Chedemilsa. But once you say that you have it, at that point, the halacha is, you're going to have to back it up. So says the Gemara, maybe that's the machloikus over here. We're talking about where somebody, Reuven went over to Shimon and says, you're living in my field. Shimon says, it's my field. Reuven says, it's my field. Shimon says, I could prove it to you. Really, how? Number one, Cheskes Gimel Shanim, I've been living here for 3 years. You were never Moicha. It's 100% my field. He says, besides, I even have a shtar. Says the Gemara, Rebbe holds, need a shtar. What does that mean? Now the chazok alone is not going to work. Rebbe says, you want Shimon to keep the field, you better have a shtar. I have a Cheskes Gimel Shanim, but you said you have a shtar. Once you say you have a shtar, you better have a shtar. Shimon Gamliel says, no, but chazoka, you don't need a shtar. Because he holds that being that you have a chazoka, you don't need the shtar. You said you have a shtar, and now all of a sudden you can't find the shtar. Who cares? The bottom line is you're not mechuyev to have the shtar. So the Gemara comes back to this story. Amale. So Rab Abba, again, Rab Abba claimed that he had paid Rab Yitzchak Bar Yosef. This is why Rav Yosef said, I don't know what you're talking about. I never got the money. He said, I paid, and even have edim that I paid. So they went to Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, and Rav Yitzchak Nafcha said, Yavoyu edim v'yoyidu. Let the edim come, and let the edim be noyed. So Rav Abba said, what do I need edim for? I'm believed to say I paid even without the edim. Because I'm alvas chaveroi be'edim. So why do I have to bring the edim? So he told him back, it's true, I know that. But isn't the halacha also, once you say you have edim, now you have to back it up. Now you have to have the omelet, but he told him, but isn't there a braisa, machlekes Rabbi Rav Shimon Gamliel? A very ambiguous braisa. That the Gemara had to wait until the fifth try to figure out what chat on the braisa is. But what was the bottom line? The bottom line is, if a person says, I have a chazok and a shtar, does he have to bring the shtar or not? Rabbi said, neither the shtar. You have to have the shtar. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, you don't have to have the shtar. But what do you see according to Rav Shimon Gamliel? That you don't have to back up every taino. So l'chura, Rav Abba tainet, I shouldn't have to back up my taino. I shouldn't have to bring the edim. I didn't need the edim in the first place. I said there's edim. It was the Rav Chedemilsa, but I shouldn't have. How do I know that? Because Talocha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. And he continues that the Av Rebbe lo yama elu levarin. Even Rebbe, who argued Rav Shimon Gamliel, he only said to be mevarer, to back up your taina you have to, but not that you really need the shtar. Amalei told him, anonami levarer kamina. I don't know. I hold, he said, like Rebbe, that you need to back up your taina, and the only reason I'm telling you to bring the edim is to back up your taina. It's the same exact levara kamina. I'm not saying I'm malvus chaver beedim zark levara beedim. I know it's zark levara beedim, but levara kamina. Just like a cheskes gimel shanim works, you don't need the shtar. But if you say you have the shtar, you need to be mevara. You need to have the shtar. So to over here, you're gonna have to have the shtar. Incidentally, just totally random. If you look in the second line of the Rashbam, the Rashbam says pshat in this Gemara, and he says, V'chein pirish Rabbeinu Zikne, quotes Rashi in Perek Zaboyer, Masechta Sanhedrin. Somebody came over to me and he told me that he gets the feeling that there's something very different about the Rashbams in Perek Get Poshet versus all the other Rashbams. And the truth is, for the first 10 or so blot, it was very much like that. Now we're getting into some intense Rashbams. But they were very Rashi-ding. And he told me, he was just wondering out loud whether Meken Zong and maybe the Rashbam on Perek Get Poshet is not the Rashbam. And I'd rather think there's some merit to the Taina. It reads very, very different than all. Bava Basra would have been another 20 blot if we had the same Rashbams that we've had throughout the Masechta. But I think this is checkmate right here. Here he quotes his Zayda Rashi. So if he's quoting his Zayda Rashi, we know the Rashbam, of course, was Rashi's grandson, so it very much seems to be the Rashbam. Just one interesting anecdote, and that is, so the Gemara told a story with Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, who had loaned money to Rab Abba. He came to collect the money. Rab Abba said that I already paid back. He said, it's not true, you didn't pay back. And it was all in Torah. They went to Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. So I saw Rav Yaakov Emden and Zagoy. He says, how did that happen? Dealing with Amiram over here. I mean, either he paid him or he didn't pay him. One of them got it so wrong. He says, how is that possible? Says Rav Yaakov Emden, I believe that Rav Yitzchak Bar Yosef was sitting and learning when Rav Abba came to pay him. And I did the Torah Begirsei Ishtali Hodapai Rav Abba. He forgot what happened. story that comes to mind. My father always says the story with the Rashash. There's a well-known story with the Rashash that in addition to being a great Talmudist, a Goyen Olav, he was also a very wealthy person. And he ran a gemach. People used to come and they used to borrow money from him. He had an outstanding debt. And the person that owned the money came to pay the Rashash. But the Rashash was sitting, he was harving and learning. He was tifer ein in a sugya. He didn't even notice that the person gave him the money. He took the money, he stuck it in his gemara. Anyway, a few months later, he's going through his ledger, and he sees that Chaim Yankel owes the money. So he goes to Chaim Yankel and he says, "Where's the money that you owe me?" So Chaim Yankel says, "I paid you." He says, "What are you talking about? I never got the money." He says, "It's not true, I did." The Rashash took him to Din Torah. And when this Din Torah took place, there was a big tumult in town. He says, how could a Yid, this Pashta Mensch, take the Rashash to Din Torah? And he's accusing the Rashash for not telling the truth? He's saying he paid, the Rashash says he didn't pay. Either way, needless to say, regardless of who won the Din Torah, but this person ended up with a shame ra and ended up affecting him in a very, very horrible way. Years later, the Rashash was learning that sefer that he was learning at the time that the person paid him, and he came across the money and he realized what happened. He realized that this Pasha Yid had really been telling him the truth, and he went back to him and he asked him Mechila, and the person told the Rashash, you can ask him Mechila from today till tomorrow. The damage was already done. My reputation, my good name, everything was already destroyed. And Rashash says, do you have an Eitzah? He says, only one Eitzah I could think of. I have a son who's already older. He needs a Shidduch very, very badly. I understand you have a very good girl on the market. I'd be willing to be Meshadach with you. Tayyar Vagdullah B'makam Echad, the Rashash. So he said, I'd be willing to be Meshadach with you. If you take my son as a son-in-law, I think everybody will acknowledge that what happened was a tois, the kachava. Either way, zokt the Mishnah vital. Make aschola on the next week. Misha para miks aschoivoi. So Reuven loaned Shimon $10,000. And Shimon paid back $5,000. So we had a Mishnah a few days ago where Shimon and Reuven really trust this third person, this escrow agent, and they agreed to leave the shtar as is. They leave it by a third person, and they're going to work out some arrangement in the future. But that's not the way people usually do business. Usually people don't trust each other. So Misha para miktzas chayvay, and now they have to figure out what to do. So what do you do now? The shtar as is not a good shtar. Why not? Because it says that Shimon owes Reuven $10,000. Shimon really only owes Reuven $5,000. He already paid back half. To tear it up? Okay, maybe. So how do we go about this? The Gemara says, Yachlef. We swap. What we do is we rip up the shtar, we write a new shtar. The new shtar, by the way, the original Eden, the original Zman, we'll see more about that in the Gemara. But we can create a new shtar. Rabbi Yossi says, Yichtev Shoivim. Now you leave the shtar in place, and the Loiva gets a receipt. He gets a shoiver for the $5,000 payment that he made, but the original shtar remains intact. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Nimtzes et tzarach liyah shoiver shoivim and achbarim." It's not fair to the leiva. What happens if the leiva is going to lose his shoiver now? What if he loses his receipt? So now the malva is going to be able to collect the $5,000 that he already collected. He's going to have to watch it from the achbar. Amalei Rabbi Yosi, kach yofalei. Yeah, but the collection that actually makes a lot of sense. You know why? Because look, we have to look at it from the malva's, but he's the one that laid out this money. If the malva knows that the Leiva knows that the Malva has a shtar that says that the Leiva owes him $10,000, really only owes him $5,000, the Leiva's going to be very incentivized to pay up that additional $5,000 because he wants to get the shtar back. He can't get the shtar back until he pays him up in full. So we let the Malva keep the shtar until he's paid up in full. We give the Leiva a receipt for the payment that he made. It comes at the expense, at the risk of the Leiva losing a shaver, but we do a cost-benefit analysis and we say we'd rather benefit the malva, even though it's coming at the expense of the leiva. So in the Mishnah, there were two mahalchim, what you do with the shtar, shepara miktzas chayfa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, yachlef, you tear up the shtar, you write up a new shtar that's adjusted for all the new information, albeit from the original zman. Rabbi Yossi says, yichtov shayfa. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, in halacha like Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yossi. So Rav chimed in, and Rav's a third opinion. He said, halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, it's not like Rabbi Yossi. Ela bezdin mekaren ashtar, v'koisven leishtar achar, mizman rishon. Rashbam explains that Rav is kamat saying Rabbi Yehuda, he's just tweaking one piece of information. Rabbi Yehuda was mashma yachlev, that the malva and the loiva, they can do this by themselves. They can orchestrate this on their own. All they need is a lawyer, maybe, an eidim. But they can rip it up and write a new shtar. Rav says, you want to rip up the shtar, and you want to create a new shtar, you have to go to Bezdin to do it. Bezin would have to be the one to oversee it. Why Bezin? Because Bezin has special powers based on Hefke, Bezin, Hefke, like the Gemara is going to say. But if you want to do it outside of Bezin, that's something that you don't have the right to do. Had Rav heard the following brisa, the Tanya, what's the brisa? That if somebody has a shtar, you can rip up the shtar and just write a new shtar. Had Rav known that it was a mafurisha brisa, had he known this brisa, he would have been chayzer. Amalei, he told him, Shmilei, it's not true. Rav heard the brisa, v'lehadarbei, and he wasn't chayzer. He agreed. And the basis of Rav's opinion was that Bishleim beidinei alim alafkui mamoina. Bezdin has an ability to make new shtaris. That's something they have a koyach to do, based on Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. Ayin Rashi. Elo Eidim. Because essentially the Edom are going to be signing again, and the Edom were appointed as Shluchim to sign on the original shtar. Who said it gives them a right to sign on this new shtar? Either way, we're going to end here, but Yetz Hashem, tomorrow we're going to pick up obviously with this sugya, and there's a very important Rashbam. It seems like the most harmless Rashbam you'll ever see, but it's actually a fester Rashbam. The Rashbam says that we have Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, we have Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, there's even a Braisa, and there's the third Shita, Shita's Rav, where Rav says that Ein Halacha Loike Rabbi Yehuda V'Loike Rabbi Yossi. And in fact, Halacha Shulchan Aruch is going to follow Rav. Says the Rashbam, how does Rav have a right to argue with Tanoim, with Rav Yehuda, with Rabbi Yossi, a Mishnah, a Braisa, Zakhtar Rashbam, V'Rav Tanahu Paul. You know why? Because Rav was a Tana, and Rav's a lot of argue. There's a fester Rabbi Chon in the Kodesh Yurim, Shaila, that he asked Reb Chaim Brisco, when he met Reb Chaim, Shaila that he asked him. Either way, we're going to get into some nice raid regarding Rav Tana, who Upolik, Yetz Hashem, on the next stuff.